Welcome to your daily devotional for January 16th. Jesus' power over nature. Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. Now, when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." But he said to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, "Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Jesus did a number of things to prove his authority over all things on earth. These things were done to validate his person, his deity, and his authority, according to Acts chapter 2 and verse 22. Here, the Lord gives a clear display of his power over nature. A great tempest, a violent storm, would sometimes arise suddenly in the Sea of Galilee. This one was so strong that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Why was he asleep? And if he is sleeping, is he able to bear men through the storms of life? Let us apply. Life storms often seem to come suddenly, and we are often not readily aware of the awakened presence of Christ. You know that Jesus is there on the boat with you, but it seems as if he is sleeping. Perhaps he is asleep because he must be called upon in prayer. Could God be teaching us to depend upon him, to get into the habit of calling upon him for help and salvation, and to see that apart from divine help in all situations, we will sink on our own power? In this case, as in many cases of our lives, situations in our lives seem as if they cannot be overcome. We worry, we fear. We sometimes forget that Christ is in the boat. Or we know he is there, but want to try to calm the tempest on our own before we trouble the Master, who can do it in the blink of an eye. After the storm, there was a great calm. The turmoil, trial, and tribulation may still be there, but our spirits are calm when we know that the one who is in control over all these things is in our boat.